there who really needs no introduction. Wow, you're one of my very favorite people to listen to. I remember a few years ago getting a CD from some friends that went over and heard you. I believe it was in Seattle, and I got those, and I didn't have time to listen to them. And I remember getting up in the morning just to go potty, and I thought, hey, maybe I'll just put on the CD to just kind of relax me so I'll go back to sleep. So I put it in my wave radio next to the bed and started listening to you. And I just want to warn everybody, if you listen to somebody to go to sleep, then don't choose Roger Drummer. Within minutes, I was even shaking the bed from laughing. And you're an entertaining guy as well as very informative. Let me tell you just a few specific things that really impressed me about Roger. Roger basically is probably the smartest person in the whole world as far as medicinal patents. Knows a lot about just about everything to do with health. And it's just really a treat to have.
All callers are muted.
To have everybody with us, and maybe you could tell everybody just to kind of kick off how you got into this journey, because I think when you were a younger man, the thoughts of inventing different sublimations to grow mushrooms on, and learning all about medicine and Indian and Chinese and I don't know. How does that come about? I'd love to hear your story for just a minute.
You know what, Dave? I probably have one of the funniest stories, but it's a good example of how most often in life chooses a path for you instead of you choosing it. You know how that works? The universe tends to shove you somewhere that you need to go. And for me, I just happened to have moved to Arizona. I wanted to get out of Ohio, and I was, at the time, 26 years old, and I needed a job right away because I didn't have any money when I moved. I spent all my money to rent an apartment. And I answered an ad in the newspaper. I had been working retail in Ohio. Mostly, I worked a little bit of construction, highway repair. I also worked retail for the state liquor department in Ohio. When I moved out there, I just decided, well, I'm going to look for a job, but I needed something right away. And I saw an ad in a newspaper for a person to make sandwiches in a deli in a health food store, right? And I thought, well, you know, I can make sandwiches. I'm pretty good at cooking. And that way, and it's only 15 hours a week, right? I can make sandwiches, get something to eat, and then also look for another job at the same time, right? So I went in there, and luckily for me, it was a huge store. It was like the first large health food store way before Whole Foods even came into effect, you know, years. And it was about 12,000 to 15,000 square foot. And luckily for me, they hired a woman to make the sandwiches because the guy said, well, since you're here, I need an assistant manager. Would you like that job? And so I ended up with a full-time job, but the problem was I didn't know anything about the whole industry, so I had to learn it all while I was there. And I just got so fascinated by it, I've been in the health industry ever since. And so I never really left. I went on to I managed those stores for years, and then I ended up becoming a nutritionist through a program that was set up for health food store employees. And then I ended up moving out of that job and became an apprentice in Chinese herbology. And, through that entire process of learning that, I became acquainted with medicinal mushrooms, and I ended up getting a patent in growing mushrooms. And in fact, I'm going through another process now that I might be able to turn into another patent with growing mushrooms. And all this really just came about from answering an ad to make sandwiches. I didn't know anything about the health field at all, or had any inclination to even do it. And so my whole life now, I can't even imagine not being in this field and not doing what I do. It really was my calling, and I had no idea about it at all until I answered that ad and just happened to show up in the store. So that's how I got started with everything. And that whole process brought me to becoming licensed, you know, getting a patent in growing mushrooms, getting licensed in the in Chinese medicine, you know, to practice Chinese medicine. And then also it's got me involved with, I'm producing a product that's going to go into a limited clinical trial here in a few months. So it's all pretty exciting stuff, you know.
Let's see, you were even a counselor to the stars as far as their health, I understand.
Yeah, you know, when I was in the herb shop, I probably have put at least 40 different recognizable movie stars on herbal programs. I mean, names that people would know. I usually in my bio only mention 5 or 6 because those were ones that actually made scheduled appointments to just see me. And the rest of them, they would just come in to see you, but it wasn't a schedule. So I'm real particular about saying anything. I don't even like bringing them up, but since they scheduled appointments for me and a few of them I've been to their houses, I figured it was okay to mention it, you know? but you know, like, I mean, so many of them, and it always used to just crack me up because I'm from a little town in Ohio, which is, you know, the town I grew up in had 100 people in it, you know? And then to be sitting down and talking to Mel Gibson and going to Tom Selleck's house and, you know, and putting the Rolling Stones, some of them on herb programs, it was just like, I mean, there was a part of me that just wanted to laugh that it was me sitting there doing that, you know. But it was a lot of fun, you know. It was a lot of fun and I really enjoyed it and I got to meet a lot of celebrities and it's really funny because you don't think of it this way, but a lot of them are just exactly like everybody else you know. They're just really, they're kind of funny, and they're real personable and real friendly, and you wouldn't mind having them for a good friend, right? And then there's a good segment of them that you hope you never run into again for the rest of your life. it's kind of like normal life. You never know. You know, like, I never mentioned this, but I used to talk to Ellen all the time. You know, she's got that talk show. And if you ever run into Ellen, she is not a single bit different than what she is on the show. That's exactly how she is. She's getting paid for just being herself. So she's really not doing anything.
Well, that's kind of what the NECAN business is just getting paid to be yourself.
Yeah, she's just funny and real personable. We got to meet her mom, and she's always traveling in with her mom. It's just a great time. You know, you're right. Nikan's like that. He's just being yourself. You're having fun telling people about stuff that you love. Yeah. You know?
In fact, I think you probably are living your dream. You're telling people about what you love, and that shows.
Yeah, it is. You know, I'm really fortunate that I found something that I just am really fascinated about. You know, I do it for my work. And then on my off time, I'm doing the same thing because I'm just interested. I'm scanning articles and reading stuff. And I was telling somebody the other day, I read the first book the other day that didn't have something to do with either energy, spirituality, or nutrition and herbs. The first time in like, I think it was 15 years, I picked up a book that wasn't about that, you know. It's fascinating.
Yeah. Well, let's jump on in. I'd like, if we could, specifically talk about something that I'm very excited about. I remember back around 1980, I was first introduced to it. We had some friends come over, and they had this bottle, and it had green powder in it, and started telling me all about it. And I remember drinking it and thinking, wow, I don't know. But it made a lot of sense. And I am so excited because NECAN, I believe, has the ultimate, just the epic form of that, and they just tuned it up a little bit, and I thought it might be just really appropriate if we could have a call on that. And in line with that, I heard something that always stuck with me. Of course, we've all heard that we are what we eat, and also a doctor said that there's even more to it than that. We are what we eat, digest, assimilate, and eliminate. And along that also, a thing that really stuck in my mind is just a fundamental idea that we all need to eat a lot more veggies. and probably the worst form is something I heard at a meeting, and this nutritionist talked about maybe one of the worst forms of food, and that's canned vegetables, and he described a can of green beans as the embalmed cadavers of dead green beans. And when he said that, you know, my mind just kind of thought of the can opening, looking in there at the color, which is not the color of life. If you look at those, and as you flip them into the pan, just the limp bodies of that dead plant matter, it just really made me think. And probably on the opposite, if you've ever opened a jar of jade greenzymes, probably of anything on the earth, that's probably the most vital, alive, prepared food that conveniently has just got so much concentrated goodness that, when I take it in the morning, with my, pie water, I can just feel my body wagging its tail.
that's a great way to put it. Well, you know what's funny is you're right on with those green beans and most canned foods, and you know, I want to, before I get into the talking about jade greenzymes, I just want to tell this everybody, if you could cut out most of your canned food, and because of the fact that not only is the food dead and there's very little nutritional content to it, but the cans are lined with a specific type of plastic that has been known to cause hormonal changes and cancer. So you really don't want it. It's called BPA. And that has been researched. I remember when I was given a talk clear back in 2001 in Montana when it first hit the news about BPA. And right when they first discovered it, they said it made your chromosomes look exactly like the chromosomes of someone that had Down syndrome, right? The chromosomes had, like someone had shot it with a shotgun, it was full of holes. And they started to theorize immediately that maybe that particular ailment or disease was genetic disease was not due to just women being too much older when they had children, because that's generally when you have more incidences of Down syndrome, but the fact that a long-term exposure to plastic chemicals might actually be involved because it looked identical, right?
And they do, don't they?
And so you can avoid that. There's a few companies now that are now starting to make canned food without BPA. And certain things you do have to get once in a while to more of like a condiment add on to something, but it never should be a major food item in your diet.
Wow. Well, let's talk about jade greenzymes. What
all right.
Good about it?
Well, here's what I want to say right up front, because everybody knows that Neekin is now making it in Utah. So I just want to make everybody clear up a little bit of confusion about that. A lot of people think it was only because they had some nuclear issues in Japan, and that might have been a small thing that stimulated them to look outside the box, so to speak, to get different sources. But the reality is that by finding a new source in Utah, which has an incredible amount of pristine land to grow organic foods on, the reality is that it makes a product that's easier to get labeled organic. We don't have all the shipping that's involved with it anymore. And surprisingly, the chlorophyll content of the grasses that they're now, of their new source, is much higher than the one that was the original jade greenzyme. So it worked out all the way around. And the other thing is that because of the weather there in that particular area, the crop rotation happens so often that it's always fresher. So every batch they make is always fresher. And it's just was a great thing to do all around, you know, as far as everything that has to do with it. It's still processed with pie water, you know, and it's still in a and an even more amazing product, right? So I wanted to get that out of the way, and now we'll just talk about what barley grass really is. And you hit on it to begin with, that we need to have more vegetables in our diet. This is one of the things that's missing from almost everyone's diet that's not conscious about food, you know, you and I are conscious about food. People in Nikon are conscious about food, but we make up a small segment of the population. The average person has no idea that not having a fast food meal three times a day, you know, is not really good for you. They don't have that consciousness. The average American eats like one vegetable a day, and that's usually coming on their sandwich they bought at a restaurant, right? So the reality is, though, is that throughout time, we have had a huge symbiotic relationship with plants, and that our body craves plant material. And it's the cleanest, most renewable source of energy for humans, and it's the greatest source of food, really, from the planet, because it's so renewable, it doesn't create so much waste as other types of foods do. So it's better for everybody all the way around, but barley grass in particular is probably the food with the highest amount of nutrients, especially chlorophyll, of any plant food outside of eating algae, right? And we're all familiar with different types of algae. The Kenzen Vital Balance uses chlorella, which is probably my favorite algae if you're going to use an algae-type food. And then outside of that, the grasses, barley grass is really the best of all the grass foods that you can consume. And the reason is that you hit on it too, Dave, is that it's so easy to digest. And we are about what we actually digest and assimilate, not just what we actually eat. Barley grass, having such a high chlorophyll content, the reason that people feel so wonderful when they take it in their system is because chlorophyll is only one molecule different from human blood. And it has a molecule of magnesium in it, whereas human blood has a molecule of iron. If you looked at it in a scientific graph that just showed the molecules that make up the whole spectrum, you at first could not even tell that they were two different pictures until you really honed in on it. And so the reality is, because your body recognizes it so quickly, it absorbs it immediately. Not only because of the form it's in, but energetically it recognizes what it is so simply, and it turns that food into blood really quickly. So you get a boost from it, not only because you're digesting it fast, but because the body is able to turn it into something else so quickly. And so, you know, that's what makes barley grass and green food so important. Most people don't eat green foods. It's the largest class of food, the most important class of foods that we're all missing. So barley grass fits right into that whole spectrum. And then again, I'll tell you something of my own personal experience, why I love this product so much, is that, you know, I've been in the health industry now since 1981, right? And the first 12, 13 years of that was just in health food stores. So, and then in the herb industry that I was in the herb shop, we sold green food products too. We all got caught up into that phase of spirulina and everything, right? So you look at other green foods on the market, they're loaded with spirulina. You read these articles, well, you can eat 15 grams of spirulina a day, right? And I got all caught up in that in the health industry too. In fact, one of the largest selling green foods for years was mostly spirulina with some other things added to it, right? And I'll tell you from my own personal experience, and then, you know, you buy these things that have 40 ingredients in it or 15 ingredients, all vary, right? But the reality is that when you start taking those, what I noticed in the herb shop when I was doing consultations and stuff and giving them these green foods is that a lot of the people that were on them actually got sick. They actually got worse digestion as time went along, and I ended up trying to figure out what was going on with their programs and realized that I was trying to build their system up. You know, building qi in Chinese medicine is actually a word to describe how your body makes energy out of your food, so it has to do with your digestion, right? Well, I was giving them a green food that was ruining their digestion. And so it was really fascinating to me when I finally figured this out, that all the people that were taking these really expensive multi-ingredient green foods were making their digestion so cold they were getting nauseous and dizzy. And it, you know, and once I figured that out and took them off that, I realized I started to really look into not only the energetics of the herbs I was using, but the energetics of the food I was giving people. And this is what made, what swung me over completely from being hooked into that, you know, unbelievable amount of information about different seaweeds and things, you know, and algaes and things, and seeing how it's much more beneficial to have less amounts of different things at one time and one that your body can actually assimilate. Because, you know, spirulina, and I'm one of those people, these days I never use it because I know that it makes my digestion a little bit too cold because it's too energetically cold. And I can take barley grass every day. I've done it for years. Never has a single different effect on me at all, right? And my wife is the same way. She, you know, she doesn't pay attention to what nutritional products I bring in the house. She just uses them, right? Because that's my field of expertise. And every single time I've ever had or brought home any of these other products, she'd always just never use them and always ask me where the jade green zymes is, right? Because that's the only one she likes. She even just liked it before she used it because she feels the energy of it. And that's the only one she ever wants. And she just puts it in her shakes, and because, again, it doesn't cause any imbalances in your system over a long period of time, and you get an amazing amount of nutrition out of it. So I really changed my whole view, and to this day, I never bothered buying any of those other green foods anymore because I don't want to have something that I have to offset the negative effects of with other stuff that I'm going to be using, right? And so then when you look at, you know, that's just my own personal experience with them. And I notice with other people when I switch them from all these heavily, you know, algae-based things to just barley grass powders, that they all did much better and they never had any issues with them. And so when you look at barley grass, though, there's two or three things that you want to look at in reasoning why you want to actually take it. One is the chlorophyll. One is the fact that it's made up, the fiber in it's mostly made up of mucopolysaccharides, which is a type of sugar that has to do with, it's a combination of a plant sugar with amino acids and proteins, and it has this very powerful anti-inflammatory effect on your system. And the other very fascinating thing about mucopolysaccharides is that they also have an effect specifically on collagen in the body. It has a very powerful antioxidant in it called P4D1. And I don't know if anybody's ever heard of that, but it's a type of anti-inflammatory that exists in barley grass that is more powerful than actual natural cortisone that your body actually makes, but it's in a smaller amount in barley grass. So over a period of time, it just adds to the anti-inflammatory effect of it. But these three things, the chlorophyll, the P4D1, and the mucopolysaccharides, are all anti-inflammatory natural constituents of barley grass. And this is why it has such a cooling anti-inflammatory effect on your system. And even taken long-term can have a beneficial effect on things like arthritis or general inflammatory conditions in your body. In fact, one of the main ones that barley grass has always been suggested for is when you have pancreatitis, which is a type of inflammation of the pancreas, usually from overconsumption of sugar, overconsumption of alcohol, red meat, that type of things that wear it out. And barley grass seems to have a very regenerative effect on that particular gland, and it's very cleansing and cooling. So that was always, when I first got in the health industry, what the barley grass was recommended for with people with pancreatitis. So, you know, those are just some of the things that are going on. And it also has another enzyme that everybody's probably heard a lot of. It's called SOD, which is superoxide dismutase, and that has a very powerful effect on slowing cellular degeneration and mutation. In other words, it's very protective to your RNA and DNA. And this is one of the other things that most people don't realize about nutrition and about green foods in general, is that we don't take nutrition all the time just to have things there to help us digest our food or to run, you know, processes by which we just had antioxidants in our system. But almost all the actual cellular repair mechanisms are due to constituents or run by constituents in your food, and it's not always a constituent that's considered a major vitamin or mineral, right? We have so few things that occur in food that are actually classified as vitamins and minerals, and there's a whole host of different elements in foods that never become classified that are so beneficial to our cells, and especially to running things like, you know, the repair mechanisms for DNA. If you don't have it there at a certain moment, when a cell starts to become damaged, then that cell has a very high probability of being damaged to the point where it can actually turn cancerous or turn into some sort of a cell that has the potential for cancer if your immune system doesn't take care of it, right? So all these things are occurring in green foods, especially in things like cereal grasses, like barley grass, because it's such a highly concentrated form of plant nutrition, right? And these are the things we miss out on that you'll never get out of a multivitamin. Even though a multivitamin is essential, you're never going to be able to get all the constituents out of a plant food like barley grass in that particular product. So you still have to have whole foods and supplement your diet with whole foods to get the broad range of all the effects of everything that's actually going on in your system and all the things that you're actually exposed to. For example, they've shown that the enzyme of SOD and the P4D1 that occur in barley grass has been shown to actually reverse DNA damage from excessive X-ray. So excessive radiation. It's actually reversed that damage in a study, right? There's also a study, I love to always quote this one, which really amazes me about green foods in general, but green foods also have a vibrational frequency to them. Most people don't talk about this, but every food you eat has a certain vibrational frequency. And plant food in general has one that's very healing on your body. Not only just the chlorophyll and all these other things, but there is a professor who's considered like the head or the grandfather of quantum physics. Fritz Popp was his name out of Germany. And Fritz Popp discovered that your cells actually emit light. And when he discovered this, it's now been like, I think it's over 20 years ago. When he first discovered that, he was considered to be a scientist that was in line to be the next German to win the Nobel Prize, right? He was so brilliant. But then everybody thought he was nuts when he said that, so he lost his job, right? So 15 years later, two other universities discovered that your cells emit light, and now he got his job back, right? His prominent position back in science in Germany, right? But what he found out in all these different studies, and by the way, what he was talking about was when your DNA coils and uncoils, which is happening billions of times, right? Every second, it's just flashing, right? It has to emit a biophoton, which is a small particle of light. And that's one of the ways your body communicates all these different signals and all the communication between cells. It's not just things reacting to blood. It's these biophoton emissions of light that are just a light transmission all over the body. It's one of the ways to communicate. The only way that you can actually get pure biophotons in your diet is from eating green foods. Green foods trap biophoton. It's the smallest particle of light from the sun. It traps it in the green food itself. And this is something different from the actual chlorophyll, but very similar. And it traps these biophotons of light, and your body actually absorbs those just like a nutritional supplement, yet it's not something that will ever be classified. In fact, it's only being talked about in the last 5 or 6 years about how important these things are to your health, right? And this is the part that I also find really funny, because in certain teachings in yoga and different things like that from India, they've been talking about biophotons for a couple hundred years, right? And these are people that had no scientific background on it at all, right? But they were, it's part of their philosophy of absorbing molecules of light from the sun. So what Fritz Popp figured out was that you can take human DNA and damage it so 99% of it is gone, right? And then hit it with the frequency of a green plant, and within 8 hours, it'll go back to normal, and you cannot tell it there's ever been damaged. Now, that's amazing to me. And so what he used with this, when he found this out, he started taking different plants and matching them up frequency-wise to different diseases. And they have ongoing research going on that, you know, at the moment. And they've shown that certain plants have actually just shut off cancer cells just because the frequency matched up exactly with what was actually going on. It's very fascinating. So that's another thing to remember, that he used the frequency of a green plant to actually rejuvenate DNA. And why is that? Again, because it contains, the plant itself contains frequencies and nutrition and, you know, forms of chlorophyll and all these different things that are very easily recognized by the human body because we've had a relationship with plants for a million years. You know, it's part of what we use to survive. It's one of the original foods that we actually had available at times. And so it's just built into our DNA to recognize this stuff and make use of it, right? And so when you think about, you know, when I think about jade greenzymes, I just don't think about it as a chlorophyll supplement or a having good beta carotene in it or any of these other things. I think about the fact that I've got a jar of sunlight sitting on my counter and I'm going to have some of it every day. You know, and some days when I don't get any other foods that have sunlight in it, you know, I don't have any vegetables in the house or I'm in a hurry and I'm just eating something quick, I can have that sunlight and that part of nutrition added to my diet immediately by just getting a spoon out and dumping some in a glass of water. You know, it's such an easy way to actually get these things into your diet and have access to this type of nutrition and not miss out on it. And, you know, I think it's probably one of the greatest advances in the whole, you know, world of nutrition that we actually have whole foods like this available in an organic, freeze, you know, completely live enzyme form that we can just sit in our house and have access to. And, you know, that to me was like the biggest jump nutrition-wise in the whole health industry, as opposed to creating multivitamins and all these other things, which I find very, very useful too. But just having access to a live food like that is such a step up in the whole health industry compared to what it was 40, 50 years ago. And another advantage to having green foods like this every day, and one of the disadvantages of the fact that the American diet has so little of it, is that we live in an environment today that has so many toxins in it. Toxins that overburden your liver. They have a negative effect on every part of your health. Everybody knows now that pesticides and all these different chemicals actually create an environment in your body where it makes it easier for you to become a diabetic. All these different chemicals have hormonal functions in the body, so they mimic hormones, and they just, you know, they'll disrupt your estrogen, your testosterone, all these different things by having too much of a chemical load in your body. So all these different pollutions that we're exposed to in the air and the too much radiation from the sun, all these different aspects, your liver and your organs of elimination are overburdened by that. And it's made worse by the fact that we do not eat enough food that give your body the actual elements it needs to run certain processes to eliminate it, to make it easier for your body to handle that load, which is part of modern living, and eliminate it from your system. And barley grass, not only with all the different constituents in it, is one of the best foods for giving your liver a chance to actually detox in a very gentle form every single day. It's not going to push it to a certain extent, but it gives it the building blocks and the ability to always be detoxing and moving things out of your system. And then one of the other aspects to that, besides that it's a gentle cleanse, and it helps your liver build blood. And this is one of the things, you know, I mentioned earlier, a little bit earlier, how easy it is to make blood. But the fact is your liver, which is an organ, as we all know, that helps detoxify the system and detoxifies your blood, it doesn't work very well if you're blood deficient. It doesn't perform most of its functions if you're anemic and you're not having a good quality of blood, right? So most people miss this when they're looking at the health of their liver. In fact, I've put people on programs just to build blood that were experiencing liver inflammation. One of the things that happens when your liver is deficient is that it becomes inflamed. And so sometimes just building blood, it's like giving your car some more water in the radiator when it's low. What happens when it's low on water? It gets hot, right? It overheats. The liver is the same way. We spend so much of our thinking in health about detoxing and flushing the liver and very little about recognizing that it's the major organ, the liver in your heart, that's involved in the whole process of moving, storing, and cleaning blood. And if it doesn't have a good quality of it, then it suffers, and your entire life suffers. Your emotional health suffers. Everything begins to suffer. So, again, what is the best food for that? Green food. What is the easiest way to get it? Barley grass. It's just one of those things that is so nutritious. It's like a building block of your health. There's nothing more important you can do in your diet than looking at what is the quality of green foods in your diet, and what is the easiest way to always be sure that you have some every day. And then you take you right back to Jay Greenzyme, just a little jar of sunlight sitting on your counter. So, Dave, I'm going to open it up for questions. I don't want to use up your entire call just talking.
Oh, this is good stuff, and we could go on and on. Just one thing, I kind of think of maybe going across the spectrum. Perhaps the most empty live food would be iceberg lettuce, which is almost entirely water and just a little bit of cellulose. And then probably the other end, as far as nutrient density and just the broadness of the spectrum of patterns, would be specifically Jade Greenzymes. And I like the idea of probably any veggie, the number one thing would be water. That's been extracted. Cellulose, that's part of the cell wall. That's, of course, a main structure and component of plants. And that's a good thing. We use that for bulk. But that's been eliminated. And so all that's left is just the concentrated goodness. And so you have a teaspoon of Jade Greenzymes. It's like having a whole bunch of stuff that would be really hard to eat in a if you're just going to go out in the field and chew on grass or something like that. Another thing. I just want to mention Dr. Hagiwara. Like you were talking about all of the different things that are out there. The guy that kind of developed the process, how he was a genius in pharmacology and developed a lot of pharmaceuticals and actually poisoned himself with mercury, which is one of the components in that. Was actually kind of serendipitous because just to rebuild his own health, he studied all of these different plants, and I think it was over 500 of them, and he came across barley that a certain state of growth in their life just has all of this optimum nutrition, and was born this wonderful product. Along that line, and you've kind of hit this already, but maybe just to emphasize that their idea of just a healthy cell concept if you think about it, it makes a lot of sense that there really is only one disease, malfunctioning cells. And there's only two causes, deficiencies or toxicity, and Jade Greenzyme seems to do both of those things.
Oh, it does. You know, and you're perfectly right. Everything comes down to cellular health. No matter what you want to talk about, it's what you take in your system that is good for your cells, and creating an environment that your cells thrive in. You know, you probably heard me talk about epigenetics and genetics. Everybody used to think in the health field that genetics determined all your health, and now they know it determines a very small part of it, right? We have so many different things that each gene can actually express. but what causes it to express itself healthy or unhealthy is the environment or the signals that you send to the cell. And the environment of your cell is really human blood. So humans really are just a petri dish with skin over it. So you manage your blood from the food that you eat and the nutrition you take in, and that creates a major part of your signal. And then the other part of it is your thoughts. And so if you're in a very positive frame of mind all the time and happy, I always tell people, I think Dave, if health is based on positive thinking, Dave is probably going to outlive Moses, right? And so but who knows, you know? But the reality is your thoughts have a direct expression of hormonal energy and an expression energetically in your blood, and that combined with the nutrition creates the environment for every cell in your body. So if you're always negative or getting upset, combined with poor nutrition, you've just created an environment by which it's just really hard for your cells to have any positive response. And so, again, what can you do on your own besides being involved with something like Neekin, which you're always exposed to positive people and you feel like you're making a difference in the world, which is the number one thing that most people really want, you know, as part of their life, is to know that they're actually contributing to the higher good, right? And that's one of the things I love about Neekin. You're helping people that are helping themselves and other people all the time, right? And then the other aspect is that you're exposed to all these technologies and all these different nutritional things, all these different things with the water and the beds and, you know, everything that's part of the Neekin way, right, that have such a positive effect on your system. And so what's greater than being involved in something like that?
Well, I'm sure excited about it. And I think you sponsored me all over again, Roger.
Can I sign you up, Dave?
Yeah, let's do it. Well, let's see. If you're open to it, let's see if we have some questions here.
All callers are unmuted. All callers are muted and may unmute themselves by pressing *6.
Okay. If anybody's got a question, like we do one at a time, so it won't be get too loud.
Hey,
on the
Dave, Vance Rogers here from Portland, Oregon. Quick question. I think you kind of answered this, Roger, when you stressed the importance of vegetables. But how beneficial would it be to utilize the Kenzen Vital Balance?
Utilize it with.
Just as a what we would suggest for it as a meal replacement, and on the go, and all the other things related, because we can't get the vegetables. Obviously, we shouldn't be getting them out of a can. I mean, that's kind of obvious. But is it a perfect solution the way I've been introducing it to people for the last year? Or I mean, are you that adamant about it? Or I mean, what do we got?
I love Kenzen Vital Balance. I've never been without it since it came out, and I use it almost every single day. And like sometimes when I'm on the road, something happens and I don't have it. But the thing I love about it is that it's a whole protein, so you can use it to actually get rid of sugar craving, and it's also a whole food based on plant food. You know, it's based on plant food nutrition, which means it takes less of a drag on the environment to actually make it. And it's, you know, as opposed to like meat proteins and whey proteins that most people are consuming, there's still very few allergens that people have to worry about. It's got green foods in it. So it's actually, you know, taking that, and you can add J Green Dimes to it, it's a perfect way to get plant-based nutrition in your system. And plant-based nutrition has the easiest or the safest effect on your body as opposed to anything else. I don't know if you remember the China study. Everybody remembers that book where it talks about excessive protein can stimulate a reaction to cause cancer, right? But what they found in that same book was that it never happened with plant protein. It was only either milk protein or animal protein. And no matter how much plant-based protein they gave someone, they couldn't get the same response from having a cancer enzyme come up and stimulate the growth of cancer on. So it's very fascinating research. And again, just because it's easier on your body, it's easier on the planet, I think Tens of Vital Balance is an amazing product.
So can you address then one other follow-up question to that? It seems to be a reformed or revamped version of what was popular a few years ago, the Atkins diet, now in the form of what we're calling the Paleo diet. Can you address that?
Well, it's actually not. The diet isn't exactly the same. I like some of the principles of Paleo, and some of the principles of the Atkins were good too. But the food that the Atkins diet used, in my opinion, promoted cardiovascular disease. It was very low on nutrients, very low on plant food. It was just basically eating protein and fat, right? And all the benefits from that particular diet was just the fact that you didn't have any sugar in it. And so temporarily all your cholesterol normaled out because sugar is the number one thing that causes your cholesterol issues, right? Well, with the Paleo diet, the way that's a little different, they're just against almost every grain. You know, you don't consume grains. You're only just, you know, fat, animal protein, fish, stuff like that. I actually think that you don't have to be that strict and that you can include grains in your diet. But the problem with most people is that they've over time got used to just eating one or two grains, which have to be wheat, which now has been changed so radically in the last 40 years that it has something like 40 times as much gluten in it, and it's more allergenic to most people. Whereas
well, kind of gluten, like, too, no?
Yeah. Eating things like, you know, quinoa and a little bit of wild rice and brown rice is very easy on your system, and I think people need calories from that. So, but Tens of Vital Balance fits right into that because it is a whole food protein. It has beneficial fats that are from the types of fats that help actually build brain function, that make your brain work much easier. And it fulfills that segment of having to have a source of protein food, especially for vegetarians, that you, where they don't have to go into that whole, animal-based type of diet that Paleo is. I eat mostly a close to a Paleo diet myself because I do protein first thing in the morning to set up my brain. And then I have mostly vegetables and stuff, but I supplement with brown rice, wild rice, and quinoa, and things like that because I think it's way too restrictive of a diet not to have some grains. But it is, you know, the basis of it is correct in that your body does because of what we were exposed to for millions of years, it does crave protein and beneficial fat.
So I guess my question is, obviously what you're saying is we just don't need to be getting it from red meat, pork. We need to skew the, or flip the scales more to a vegetable source, which is...
We do. You know, I've been a vegetarian or close to it for 30-some years, right? 32 years. Last year and a half, 2 years, I started eating fish once a week. Because of my, I was traveling so much, I needed some extra protein, and I turned out I like it, and it makes me feel stronger, right? But people way overconsume meat. I'm not saying you shouldn't eat it, but you should cut back on it because what happens with, and this is what's happening with most people, they eat a really poor quality of meat. They, you know, they're getting it from fast food things or buying the cheapest thing they can find. It has so many drugs in it. They now know that you can get exposed to over 200 different drugs that have residue in meat and antibiotics. You know, you hear on the news all about how, you know, bacteria and diseases are becoming, antibiotic resistant. It's all because you're eating antibiotics every day when you buy meat. It's traces of it. So you're getting a homeopathic antibiotic every time you have a steak or a burger, right? So so what if you cut back? Because the body doesn't need that much. What if you only had it once a day in a smaller amount? Or maybe you only ate it 3 or 4 times a week. And then you supplemented with other plant proteins. It's so much easier on your system. And then you can afford that way to buy the best quality that has the less chance of having, you know, drug residue in it. it. And so everybody benefits from it. The planet benefits. In fact, I'll tell you one statistic, and then I'll move on here, but I figured out one day, 4 or 5 years ago, that just because of the amount of water needed to produce 1 pound of beef, I figured out that my family, this was 3 or 4 years ago, had saved over 1 million gallons of water compared to the average same-sized family that consumed meat every day. 1 million gallons of water. Now, that's a pretty amazing thing when you think about it, right? That you cause that less of an impact on the environment because of just the choices you make when you eat. So, you know, everybody should make some decisions and just think about all the impact of all the different things that they eat and what it is on the environment. Not just, because the world is becoming global and there's so many of us now that the world just really can't sustain over consuming certain types of food. Anybody
Roger,
else?
Yeah. Hi, Roger. How does wheatgrass compare to barley grass?
Wheatgrass and barley grass are very similar, but the main difference is that wheatgrass tends to be a little harder to digest than barley grass. Barley grass, by far, is the easiest of any of the cereal grasses to digest, but chemically, there's not much difference in them at all. They're both high in chlorophyll. They both pull an amazing amount of nutrients from the soil. But generally, as a general principle, most people have a beneficial effect to barley grass, and some people can be kind of sensitive to wheatgrass. It's just a little harder to digest. I myself never test positive for wheatgrass products. And that was another thing I went through with different green foods. I just never could find a wheatgrass product, no matter how amazing the stories were behind it, that actually made me feel good for a couple of days after I used it. And so, I don't know, it's just me. I don't eat gluten nowadays, but there's no gluten in wheatgrass, no gluten in barley grass, but I just do not have a great reaction to wheatgrass.
Thank you. Roger, this is Don Ferris from Beaverton, Oregon.
And hi.
Could you tell me your philosophies on using organic foods and adding vital balance and green enzymes with the juicing?
Oh, well, it all depends on what you're doing with the juicing. If you're just doing it to have some nutrition, then it's fantastic. You know, you can combine, I wouldn't combine my J Greenzymes with it because you're probably getting so much at one time, you might as well just take your J Greenzymes at a different time of the day. Because most of that type of nutrition you get from green foods will go through your system quite quickly. So you might as well just break it up a few hours and have one or the other, you know, another one 3 or 4 hours later. So your cells will absorb more of it. But, you could be mixing your Kens and Vital Balance with your juicing if you want. It'd be perfectly fine. Try and stick to mostly vegetable juices. Fruit juices tend to spike your blood sugar a little bit too much. But I think it's a great way to get some nutrition if you like to do that.
I'm inspired. Thank you, Roger.
Hello, Roger. This is Kimberly Brown from Atlanta, Georgia. And my question is, how would you handle children that are diagnosed with autism that do not like to eat vegetables at all?
Oh, well, there's another great reason to have some Jade Greenzymes, because if you can make them a shake that they like, you can hide it in just about anything, right? You're going to have to get real creative with foods. You know, just even normal, you know, everyday kids that don't have autism, you know, it's kids that are just, kids are kids. They don't like to eat vegetables, you know? They get locked onto something and they just want to eat the same food all the time, right? But you just have to become creative. And this is the other thing I like about, you know, barley, because it has such a neutral taste that you can add it to different shakes for your kids and they'll drink it without knowing it's there. And, you know, the other bad as you, if you get it in a capsule, it's also very easy for them to take. Once kids get old enough to actually take a cap, that might be the easiest way that you actually have to do it, to get them to take a couple capsules. And so you can figure out what, get them accustomed to eating green food some other way, you know.
Okay, thank you very much.
Sure.
Roger?
Roger, Lucille Hatcher.
What was that?
Lucille Hatcher.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. I've been ordering barley grass for several years, many years, as a matter of fact. I take it, but all the other nutrients that I take, I always see some results, some response in my body from it or to it. And I know there's some goodness in barley grass, but I don't see any benefits to my body itself. How do I know when the barley grass is helping my body in one respect or another? That will motivate me to keep taking it because I have it, but the Omega for Women does well. It gives me energy. It makes my nails grow. My body responds to it, but if my body is not responding to barley green, or I'm not noticing what I should be noticing about the goodness of it.
Well, you know, some people notice barley grass right away when they take it, if they're taking it by itself and they have an empty stomach. But the reality is, most things that you take in your system, in the form of foods, you're not going to notice right away. Like, I don't eat broccoli and then notice an hour later I feel different, right?
But I've taken it long enough that I'm not seeing anything, and I really want to see what benefits am I getting from it.
But let me finish. It's that the reality is, though, is that you cannot take barley grass without getting some health benefits. It's impossible, right? If you did a blood test, and let's say you didn't take it for 30 days, and you did a test, a general blood test to look at how your cells pump, different things like that, and then took it for 30 days and took another blood test, your blood would not look the same at all.
Okay.
Because of the different level of nutrition, it's adding to your overall vitality and health, but it's not like, you know, something that you're going to, unless you're extremely, extremely deficient, that you're going to notice as soon as you start doing it or notice it every day. Like, I don't sit down every day and think I notice the effect from it, but I know it's part of the spectrum or the energy that I create through all my things that puts me in the best position to be as healthy as I can every single day.
Blood work look like? Okay, if I did take it and then for 30 days, and then I took it for 30 days and looked at the blood. I take blood tests all the time, and my biggest aim is to get my cholesterol down. If it would do my cholesterol, I would just know it because I keep watch on it. I have issues with my cholesterol. That's probably one of my only issues, because my cholesterol is so high.
Well, cholesterol issues are almost always a response to too much sugar in your system, too much carbohydrate. So if you eliminated that, if you went on the diet that most people go on with the Kenzen Vital Balance, most everybody's issues with cholesterol disappear when they go on that program. If you look at the new program set up, the diet pack with the progesterol and the Kenzen Vital Balance, that would probably have the greatest chance of eliminating your issues with cholesterol. And it stimulates the lowering of body fat in general. So it has a very beneficial effect on your system right away. But those are things.
About the diet, or are we talking about barley grass?
We're talking about I was talking about how the new diet program is set up with the Kenzen Vital Balance, which gets rid of your cravings for sugar, the added progesterol, which helps lower your body's blood sugar, which then makes it easier for you to lose weight because elevated blood sugar is what weight is really all about.
Okay.
And then the clearing up your liver function, all these things will change your cholesterol in 30 days. But when you want to look at your blood, if you had someone do a live blood cell analysis of your blood, you could probably take, I would venture to guess, you could wait 2 days of taking barley grass to notice a difference in your blood. Because the fact that your cells, your blood itself, will start to thin out a little bit. Because most people have way too thick of blood. I always tell people their blood looks more like ketchup than it does blood. And it usually has more sugar in it than ketchup. And that is one of the huge markers for heart disease. Every form of heart disease has something to do with the fact your blood is too thick and it doesn't move freely. And the barley grass will impact that. Drinking the pie water will impact that. Even standing on the insole will impact that, because standing on the insole puts a frequency, back into your system, exposes it to one that actually makes your cells repel themselves and thin out, not clump up. So all these things together, I would venture to guess if you had someone that did that test, you could probably take a couple doses for 2 days and notice something energetically when they looked under the slide of your blood.
Okay.
That's how quickly the nutrition, but again, you might not feel that.
I understand. I just want to see some evidence somewhere, and I'll use my blood work the next time I take the bilograms. I'll look at my blood work a little close, compare what it has been. I think I got about 15 copies of my blood work here, and I should be able to compare to see some difference.
What is your level of cholesterol?
The last time I checked, it was 283.
And do you know what the breakdown is of it?
Well, actually, my good cholesterol was great. My triglycerides was great. So it was way, all of both of them were extremely great. So, but it was my HDL, I think the bad cholesterol that was 283. It was too high.
Well, your HDL is your good one, your LDL. So it's
no,
just a balance.
LDL, the low, yeah.
And progesterol is the perfect thing for that. You just need to get on that program and you'll notice something right away.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
Sure.
Roger, I just want to mention, I think it was Jerry Seinfeld's wife a few years ago wrote a cookbook of incorporating vegetables to hide them in children's food.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of people doing that now, and you'd be surprised how many different amazing cookbooks are out that just have to do with juicing, hiding vegetables, and making milkshakes that don't even have milk or ice cream in it, and it tastes great with vegetables. You know, one of the great things about the health industry is the explosion of information that shows you how to do some simple, really beneficial things. One of the downsides of it is the explosion of information that's all useless. That confuses people. You have to be able to tell the real information from the advertisement, you know.
Hello, Roger.
Yes.
Quick question. How does barley grass help with high blood pressure?
It helps with high blood pressure because the specific type of nutrients and antioxidants in it have a very beneficial effect. The mucopolysaccharides that I mentioned earlier has a very beneficial effect of making your arteries more flexible. This is a big issue that most people don't think about. The fact that when you're deficient in certain nutrients, your arteries actually become stiffer. And I'll tell you, there's actually some tests now. Most doctors don't have it in their office, but there is a test where they can put a cuff on your arm and just tell how flexible your arteries are. It's like taking a blood, like a pulse reading, right? But you can easily do it yourself. If you try to touch your toes and you can't even bend over and get it close to touching your toes, that has more to do with how flexible your arteries are as opposed to everybody thinking it's how stiff their back is, right? A lot of that is the fact that is your arteries, as you get older, when you don't have any vitamin C, like you're not taking a multivitamin, you don't have any B vitamins, which means your homocysteine levels get too high and cause inflammation in your arteries, right? You don't have green foods that have mucopolysaccharides in it, and you know, you don't have any omega-3 fatty acids like in the DHA and the omega-green, right? If you're missing these things, your arteries actually need that to stay flexible and pliable, and that's how you make connective tissue, right? And so when that becomes stiff, That's when you really are set up for a problem with heart disease and high blood pressure, because now the inflammation is not only has an effect of depositing cholesterol and stuff in your arteries, but because it's not flexible, when you become angry or upset or you have a major physical stressor, all the added pressure of circulation in your system, there's no flexibility there, and you have a tendency then to have more type of tremors or spasms in your arteries, which then lead to, you know, having issues with things like high blood pressure. So the more relaxed you are, the more you have nutrients in your system that allow you to become relaxed, the more flexible you are in your life, so to speak, which means you're not as stressed, and the more flexible your arteries are, the less chance you have of developing something long-term like high blood pressure and heart disease. And again, what is the best thing, that the number one thing that causes that to happen? The root cause, again, is too much sugar, which is why things like Kenzen Vital Balance and changing your brain and changing your diet has such an effect on everything.
Hi, good morning. Roger, this is Mani Chuang. I emailed you about a friend who has been virus on one of his lung, and the doctor cannot do anything about it. He looks healthy and he exercises regularly, but he said, I have to watch out. I'm not overtired. So what can you do for him?
What type of virus is it?
He didn't say. He just said that he has a virus in one of his lungs. And he
I don't think I saw that email. Can you send me that email again and give me the exact name of it? And then I might be able to tell you something more specific.
Oh, exact name of the virus.
Yeah, or exact name of what the condition is his doctor feels he has. And then
okay.
I might be able to give him some suggestions of who to go see or what to look up or something.
Okay. All he knows or he told me was a virus, and that's it. Okay, so
if you can get a little more information from me, you can email me through my AskRogerDrummer.com.
Yeah,
I'll
I did.
You
okay, but I didn't.
I don't remember seeing it. Yeah. Okay. How are you doing, by the way? Are you doing good?
Yeah, I think I'm slowly. I wanted to be a more speedy recovery, but somehow I feel the residuals from the surgery. I'm most likely I will see you in the later part of March when you go to Cleveland.
All right, I'll see you there.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. I will email you too.
Bye.
Bye.
On the in the Jade Green, it has the pearl barley extract, and just wondering if a person has challenges with the pearl barley, is what the constituents, I guess, of pearl barley is for that.
I'm kind of broke up when I was listening to that. You're asking why they have pearl barley in it?
Right, uh-huh. And if a person, because I'm testing a person, and they, the pearl barley isn't good for them, and I'm just trying to weigh using the jade, even though that's in there, but just wondering
You're muscle testing them, or?
Yes, uh-huh.
So did they test bad for pearl barley or test bad for jade greens with pearl barley in it?
It's the pearl barley.
Okay, so did they test positive for jade greens, the whole formula, in other words? You can test negative for a single thing, but in a formula it tests differently, right? Anytime you see like the added ingredients in barley grass, anytime you usually you make a powdered essence of something, a lot of times in the drying process you have to add a little of something that's beneficial for it to help it dissolve and not clump up in a drink or when you add water to it. And a lot of times just 100% of a specific like juice that's been powdered will not dissolve well. And that's why you always mix it with something beneficial, like the types of fibers and things like barley. And, you know, in China, Chinese medicine, that type of barley is always used as a digestive aid. It helps move water out of your digestion. It's very balancing to your system. So those are probably the reasons that Nikan has used it in the product.
So maybe there's digestive issues that maybe why that's not testing. So that's maybe where the root is.
And
the proteins. So there's some proteins that they're not testing well with as well.
You'd be surprised that there's always some people that will not test positive for the most bland things that you would never guess, you know, but everybody's just uniquely different. And don't be surprised once in a while you find someone that even just doesn't test well for jade green dye. But it's a rare thing.
And age actually is another thing for that same person. But I found that the yolk is better than the white.
Of eggs?
That was something. Uh-huh.
Well, you know what? The yolk of an egg is not the part that most people have allergies to. Almost all egg allergies are to the white of the egg.
And that's what I was finding.
And the yolk is probably, I don't know if there's a better food for your brain of one single food that exists in nature than an egg yolk. So, you know, if that's all you have to eat, I wish someone would find a breed of chickens that laid eggs that only had yolks in them.
You'll make millions if you find them.
I'd invest in that, because I can eat a 6 egg yolk omelet any time, I'm telling you.
So when you make your omelets with those just yolks, what else do you do? Do you use like a coconut oil?
Oh, you know, when I make those big yolk omelets, what happens? My kids and I made macaroons once, which is just coconut and egg whites, right? So I'll save the 6 yolks. And then the next day I'll take 4 other eggs that with the whites, and I end up with a 10 egg yolk, but only 4 whites, making a omelet out of that. Oh, it's just mind blowing. It is so good.
Great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Roger. Hello. Olin, Colorado.
Hello.
Hi, Roger. Olin, Colorado.
Well, we're in unison.
This is Gerald in Colorado.
Yeah? What can I help you with?
I'm a type 2 diabetic. And the vital balance I'm on have been since probably July of last year. My blood A1C is going down slowly. Is there anything else in addition to the jade green you would suggest?
Have you listened to any of the talks I've given on it?
This is the first time I've been on.
Oh, okay, well, Dave actually could tell you of a really good CD he had of a talk I gave on it. That basically what you want to do is use the Kenzen Vital Balance first thing in the morning to kill, you know, and nothing with it, just so it gets rid of your sugar craving. And I would suggest, because you're diabetic and you want to impact your sugar more heavily, try going 7 to 10 days. Where all you eat, first thing in the morning, you have Kenzen Vital Balance. The rest of the day, all you eat is a piece of protein, as much vegetable as you want, right? Eliminate all grains. And what will happen is your body will adjust its reaction to sugar. It'll lower your sugar. And then you can start to reintroduce grains again and see which ones you react to, and which ones raise your blood sugar too much. And try to only eat whole grains. And go back into a more natural diet. But don't eat any fruit. Just eat all the vegetables you want and some protein during the day. And you should be able to, in 10 days, to get your blood sugar down quite considerably.
Thank you.
Sure. And, you know, the progesterol will help you a lot with that, too.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Roger. This is Steve Wilson from Avon, Indiana.
Hi.
And I was just calling or asking the question about people who suffer with diverticulitis or with the polyps that are found in their colon. Will the jade greenzymes help them on that?
Yeah, it'll help in the regard that it has anti-inflammatory properties. Right? It's not going to irritate it at all. So, you know, anything that you can have in your system that's anti-inflammatory should have a beneficial effect on that.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
If a word has itis, that means inflammation, and probably the best anti-inflammatory food would be jade greenzymes.
Yes, as a pure food, yes.
Yeah, I was following the label and having them take 2 to 3 servings a day on an empty stomach. And I don't know, they've only been on it for a week, and they said they haven't really been able to tell the difference right now.
The main thing you want to look at is what other foods are they eating that are aggravating, cause inflammation too. It's always a double edged sword. You want to remove the things that are agitating and not just add things that are beneficial. And this is one of the things that a lot of people make a mistake of. They really don't want to give up the things that cause them to get something, but they just want to take something that'll get rid of the effect of it. So always just make sure that you go over their diet and see what may be aggravating it and what causes inflammation. And, you know, I'll tell you one thing, you know, I haven't talked about it on the call, but if you have any intestinal disorder at all, doesn't matter what it is, anything that really the name of it indicates you have inflammation in your colon or your intestine somewhere, you have to stop eating genetically modified food. Because that's the number one thing it all does in your system. It disrupts your intestinal or your digestive and intestinal system, right? So just eliminate it. Eat all organic food and eat whole foods. And you'll get rid of that chemical. Within 30 days, you should have much less inflammation just due to the fact you're not exposing yourself to something that's hidden in your food.
And probably organic whole wheat bread too, darn it.
anything that causes inflammation. So if you have an intestinal inflammation, you shouldn't be eating gluten. Because not that you're a celiac or not that you're even allergic to it. It's just that it's the hardest to digest plant food, and then that can be aggravating your inflammation. But once it goes away, you probably introduce some of it back in your diet.
Okay, good. Well, thank you so much.
Sure.
Roger, I've been testing that my liver enzymes are up, so I don't know what's causing that except stress and maybe hit the sugar.
Okay.
But if I take the jade greenzymes, that should take care of it, I suppose.
Well, you actually hit right on the thing there when you said sugar. That will cause your liver, if it's having any other symptoms, to be unable to deal with its own stress, you know? So you wanna do things that are, if you have elevated enzymes, you wanna find out what it means. Did your doctor say anything to you about that?
Yeah, I just, I had a panel done in January and they were raised, and then I went to the naturopathic doctor and she said you need to have these rechecked. And see if you've got hepatitis or if you know what.
Right. Okay. Well, in general, with even if you say you had hepatitis, but if you have raised enzymes, it could be exposure to a virus, and you know, which is part of the whole thing of what hepatitis is about. And your viral load is getting too high for your liver, but also general inflammation will make it harder for your liver to handle that. Now, I would get it rechecked. You might need to take some antiviral herbs, but don't bother with that until you find out from your doctor. But in general, what you can do right now is get the sugar out of your diet, eat more whole foods, take jade greenzymes, even add some progesterol to your system, because that's a very powerful anti-inflammatory effect, and it helps clear up sugar and fat from your liver. So all of a sudden your liver will work easier, and your enzymes should go down unless you're having a direct viral problem.
The new weight loss pack, the savings.
There you go, the weight loss pack.
If you're doing Vital Balance and progesterol anyway, you get a free, effectively, bottle of liver formula, and that of course, would make sense,
maybe. You know, that liver formula is a very powerful
anti-inflammatory.
The what is?
The liver formula from Nikon. Liver support.
Okay. I do. I've been on Nikon for years, and I have a very restricted diet. I don't digest very well. So I live in a lot of stress, so I'm changing that, and I know what I do. I flipped out, and I hit some heavy sugar, for one thing,
right.
And a lot of stress, so I can modify those. I do,
right,
I do just brawl, and I do, but I haven't really, I've ignored my great Jake Greenzymes, and I'm sorry, now I know.
Well, try taking them both a couple times a day.
Okay.
Right.
And I have another thing. I have an acquaintance who is a naturopathic doctor, and she went in a store because somebody wanted her to buy a parrot from them, and she saw they were sick. She went to the counter and said, your birds are sick. Walked out, and she's very ill with that, the after effects.
Wow.
And I'm wondering if you have some information we could take to her about Nikon with that.
Well, I don't know exactly what I would tell her right off. She probably knows herself how to get rid of that exposure, I would hope. But, you know, I would just tell her the general benefits of Nikon. You know, the thing that Nikon has that we haven't even touched on today that no one else has is the ability to help your body just go into self-regulation through exposure to magnetic energy. You know, the frequencies of the earth and how that helps your whole body to readjust and go back into an easier state of health. And, you know, show her the benefits of that. That'll get you excited enough to get into the whole program.
That's you into a wellness home.
Yeah. Even if you just get her in some insoles, it's an amazing thing. Those new insoles in a water bottle is the start to you know, can have a magical effect on people.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, this is Amanda from Texas.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, Amanda.
Okay.
What can I help
Sorry.
You with?
Yeah, my son, who is 18 months old, has a very high gluten intolerance. We keep him away from everything wheat. He's on the gluten free diet, as well as my husband and I are slowly switching to it. He's also mildly allergic to egg white, soy, and peanuts. This is on a very strict
right.
diet. My question was, someone asked a couple of questions ago about the Greenzymes. If I continue doing the Greenzymes with him, would I be able to slowly introduce gluten back into his diet within a couple months, or, I mean, what do you suggest?
Well, if he has that many different allergies, I doubt if he'll be able to introduce gluten back into his diet in a few months.
Right.
You may be able to, but it seems like the age that he has a lot of inflammatory responses to common allergens, and you might have to wait a few years before he grows out of some of that.
Yeah,
that's
what I was thinking, but I just...
Yeah, you know, sometimes there's, they could get exposed in the uterus or even, you know, as younger than, you know, in the last year or so to something that disrupted his liver function, and it needs to get to move, because it's set him up for inflammatory responses. Sometimes when your liver's overburdened, you can seem to be allergic to hundreds of things, but it's more of an environment toxin issue. But they should also, as they get older and the body starts to develop its own detox system, because right now kids don't have a detox system until they're 7 or 8 years old, sometimes 10 or 11, right? So you have to feed them really good foods that help with that. But once that kicks in, you'll never know what they might actually be able to move beyond. It doesn't mean for life they'll be that way, but you're probably going to have to give up the gluten thing for a long time.
Yeah, that's what I figured, but when that lady or whoever brought up the Greenzymes, I just had that question. But, yeah, we're on all organic foods for him and Greenzymes, and we also do the Vita Balance with him as well. So
fantastic.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hello, Roger?
Yeah.
Hello. Good morning, Roger. Good morning. Good early afternoon, Dave and Roger. I just actually have a testimony about the Jade Green Diamonds. My name is Sherelle. I'm calling from Connecticut. And I started taking the Jade Green Diamonds at the beginning of February. And it's already the end of February. And ever since I can remember, I used to get these pimples like around the brim of my lip, like my top lip as well as my bottom lip. And I would always have to, you know, just pop them out because I never knew what they came from. I never knew how I got them, but I always would have to at some point empty them because they would continue to swell. I noticed that they're almost gone.
Wow. Okay.
You know,
well, you know,
I'm not.
What I like with the anti-inflammatory properties and a little gentle detox to your liver is probably what did it.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, I would keep doing it and not stop.
I intend to. That's not going to be a problem. And I just wanted to share that. Thank you, guys.
Oh, thank you. Well, a couple more, Dave, and then I got to go.
Okay, one more. I think I was getting ready to say the same thing. Here's your chance. One more question.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello? This is Joe Warner. It's about magnetic on the M strikes.
Right.
Why do some people get no results from the M strikes and some practically 100%?
Why do some people get better results?
No results.
Oh, well, here's the funny thing about magnetic energy and stuff. People sometimes, when they share them, they're so enthusiastic that people think that the clouds are going to part when they stand on a pair. But, and so people aren't used to noticing what's actual the subtle differences in their health. So it's very hard for them to quantify what's actually going on. But the reality is anybody that stands on a pair will have some beneficial effect, whether it's circulation or better energy or something. But that doesn't mean everybody's going to feel it right away. You know, I myself only just felt a general sense of well-being change for me. And it was really pronounced for 3 weeks until I adjusted to it, you know. And so, but, you know, it's not like I stood on them and immediately something happened. Usually if you muscle test them, you can notice a difference in their muscle strength immediately from standing on them, right? But generally, I found this even when I was working in the herb shop all the time, is that some people will react and feel something right away, and other people couldn't feel anything no matter what you did with them, right? But it doesn't mean they're not getting benefits along the way.
Thanks kindly. That's the kind of answer to my question. But we'll keep on trying.
All right. Thank you.
Well, Roger.
Hey,
Roger,
well, Dave.
Thanks again. I appreciate you spending some time with us. That's been very helpful.
Oh, I enjoy it. So we'll have to do it again sometime.
Let's do. Thank you, everybody, and have a wonderful rest of the weekend.
All right. Bye-bye.